carry a bag with me everywhere I go. And as well as having a book, a notebook, a pen and a camera in the bag, I normally have some kind of portable computer. But with most things I need a computer for also requiring an internet connection, I usually have to find a wireless hotspot to use it outdoors. And that's not so much of a problem in Jersey, with an increasing number of wireless hotspots popping up everywhere. But what about on the move? With the addition of a number of new buses, including two double-deckers to the Connex fleet, has meant that Jersey Telecom have been able to install wireless internet access on board so that travellers can get online on the move. So I've come up to the top floor, every schoolboy's dream, to the top floor of a double-decker bus. I'm sitting around a table, and sitting here is Tim Ringsdorf, Managing Director of Jersey Telecom. Tim, why Wi-Fi on the move?
Well, I think in today's society, everybody expects to be able to access the internet anywhere at any time. And I think this is another example of how we, from a technology point of view, can work with transport and technology services and Connex to provide a service that will encourage people to use the buses on a daily basis, but obviously stay in touch on the internet.
Sitting on the table in front of us, and I'm assuming it's not going to stay here, is a big black box. Is this how it's all working?
Yep, this is called a move box, and it's something that's already been in use in the UK with Virgin Trains and Greyhound buses. So this is new technology that's been tried and tested. So we're deploying the same technology that's already in use in the UK and other places. And basically, this unit allows people to access the internet via our mobile network. And as you know, we've got the highest mobile broadband speeds in the islands. And so the service should be good on all of the routes that the buses will travel.
Now, these buses hold quite a few people. I think I saw something about 84 people down the on one of the signs. Can that many people connect to your 14.4 meg mobile connection?
They can do. I mean, obviously, if some people are downloading high bandwidths of data from, you know, streaming, then the service will slow down. So, you know, people doing normal email services and just surfing the web, the service should be really good.
Is this part of your cloud offering?
Yes, we're doing this in conjunction with the cloud, which is obviously a UK company that we're partnered with to provide Wi-Fi services across the island, but also into the UK. So people signing up for the service here on the bus can also use the service when they go to the UK.
So we're looking at the 14.4 megabyte speed that you were saying, and I imagine that's a maximum. But if I'm travelling from town to the airport, that's, what, a 30-minute journey, could I comfortably watch an iPlayer video on my laptop?
Yeah, well, we were just testing it here, and you can certainly, you know, BBC Live, for instance, in terms of the news, you can access that. As I say, it depends on how many people are accessing the network at any one time, but generally the service should be really good.
Is this something that only works on the new buses that have been installed, or could it be something that we see rolled out to more of the network?
It will be some, you know, at the moment this is limited to a few buses on the double-deckers between the airport and town. And in total we've got about 7 buses that are going to be using the service.
Now we're sitting up here around a table. You could almost hold a meeting on the move on the bus. In fact, there's a laptop on the table between us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think this, again, hopefully will encourage more people to use the buses, you know, eco-friendly, and take more traffic off the roads. And, you know, it's better people use the service on the bus than trying to access the internet while they're driving.
So as I step down the stairs from the top floor of the double-decker bus and back out onto the street, I wonder whether in a connected world of iPods, iPads, laptops and mobile phones, there isn't room for a technology-free zone on these buses, whether a small space shouldn't be kept aside for those wanting to read an old-fashioned book.